News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. Here's a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The future of the Wausau Center Mall was discussed for about 3 hours behind closed doors yesterday. Officers from CBL and Associates met with Wausau's Economic Development Committee for about 2 hours. The committee talked about more issues for another hour after that. The committee chair, Bill Nagel, would not talk about what was covered in closed session, but he expects new proposals to help the mall to show up very soon in city council and committee meetings.
I would expect to look at things sooner than later, but that's just my personal opinion. So keep your eyes peeled soon for agenda items.
The Wausau Center Mall has several unique business arrangements. CBL leases the land that the mall sits on from the city. The financial arrangement comes to $144,000 a year. That may be forgiven. By the way, the mall's largest anchor stores like Yonkers and Sears pay their own property taxes. It generates just under $1 million a year for the city. A pair of Wausau teens are facing juvenile charges after they were arrested for trying to lure a 4-year-old girl into their car. The motive is still not clear. We have more on the story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
A 15-year-old and a 16-year-old were arrested on Tuesday on charges of disorderly conduct and child enticement after trying to get the child into their car on the 700 block of North 5th Street. Police say the two confessed to offering the girl candy to come with them, but claimed it was a joke. The two teens have been released to family members. No names will be released in the case. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
The State Corrections Department is moving to make Wisconsin's sex offender online registry more searchable. The number of names on it has grown dramatically. More than 23,000 names are on the list now. Grace Roberts, a spokesperson for the Corrections Department.
Of those, there are 17,322 that are currently residing in the community. The remainder are incarcerated.
Robert says the updates on the registry now allow you to narrow down searches for those names, allowing those to look within a mile of your home, your work, or your child's daycare center. A Crandon woman accused of killing a toddler by backing up a vehicle now has a trial date set. Shanice Stans will be tried by jury June 25th in Forest County. She was 17 and admits to being high on marijuana when she struck a 3-year-old boy back in September of 2010. She did not have a driver's license, only a learner's permit, and it was out of state from Minnesota. Monday night's Stevens Point School Board meeting ran late into the early morning hours Tuesday. The board voted 4-3 not to renew Superintendent Attila Weniger's contract. He told the newspaper that he had resigned just before the vote. Well, now the school board is ready to vote again. Weniger's contract was supposed to run through the middle of 2015. State law says that there must be a majority of all school board members, not just those present, for the vote to be valid, and some school board members got up and walked out of the meeting before the vote took place. High honors at ABC News. They will name their New York Broadcast Center after retiring longtime television journalist Barbara Walters.
Her last day is Friday, but today all 11 past and present co-hosts of The View paying tribute to Barbara Walters, retiring after more than half a century in television, 38 at ABC. One controversial co-host coming back, Rosie O'Donnell.
How do you annoy your left-wing liberal pack?
So is Elizabeth Hasselbeck, now co-host of Fox and Friends.
This is a conversation that is hard.
Walters' retirement not going unnoticed at Jay Carney's press briefing.
I'd like to offer her the congratulations of everyone here at the White House.
Carney saying he still expects the 84-year-old to call with interview requests.
What does the team mean to you?
She got an exclusive this week with Shelley Sterling, the estranged wife of Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Radio legend Casey Kasem has been found. Today's New York Daily News says Kasem was located in Washington State. The 82-year-old was last seen about a week ago in his nursing home. His new wife and his estranged children are in a custody dispute. He's said to be suffering from dementia, and some reports say he's lost his ability to speak. Now our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy and quite cool for today with a few spotty showers possible, a high of 54. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy frost, a low down to 32. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a few light showers in the afternoon, a high around 52, very cool for this time of year. On Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, maybe some widely scattered showers and a high of 58. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
This is cool weather for this time of year. I mean, here we are in the middle of May, May 15th, and temperatures are still in the 30s for the overnight. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.